game, Antti Niemi. Thanks for joining us, Antti. First of all, congratulations. 52 save. A busy night, eh?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, super busy, and but it makes it more fun getting more saves.
Yeah, they kept you warm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's goalies know that it's often easier to play when you get shots all the time.
Yeah, but you get a lot of shots from the slot, like especially in the third, like you were tracking the puck really well.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the keys, what you want to be able to do every night in, night out, and I felt really good about that tonight.
That was your former team, Antti. Was it a part of the motivation tonight?
You know, I wasn't there for too long, so I don't think it was a big deal, but maybe there's a little extra always.
Yeah, and having the points, the precious point tonight, was probably the biggest motivation for you.
Yeah, you know, we didn't want to waste the win, great win yesterday in Boston, so we really needed the points today.
Is this the most shot you faced in the NHL? Is this?
Yeah, that's what I was told. Yeah.
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 That's just one goal. It's not a bad day at work.
Not a bad day, no. Pretty great.
Did you work on something special with Stéphane concerning like all this puck tracking and the way you battle around the goal crease? We found from up top anyway, like you being very competitive and very aggressive. You never quit on any of the play. You were like very, very sharp on those short side play.
Yeah, you know, we almost worked more on settling in and not being too aggressive on the first shots. Mm. So I'm going to be a little bit deeper, and I got a chance to make the second saves too.
That's the adjustment you make a couple games ago, right?
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Just settle in and don't chase the play.
That's great.
Antti, you had a very good years on the first half of your career in this league, in a few teams who play, especially in San Jose, a few other teams. But would you say that now at the second part of your career, it's you are at your best, you had your best moment now in Montreal?
You know, at the end of last year, I felt like that. And the way I'm feeling right now, I feel better than in a long time.
Yeah. Physically and mentally, probably, Antti?
I think both, yeah.
What can you say about this team? Like, it looks like the group is very special. I know you've had the chance to play for a winning team in Chicago. So, can you find like some similarities, like some stuff that is you can compare in between the two environments?
You know, it's tough to say, but I feel like when we keep skating and doing our jobs, we can beat any team.
Antti, thank you very much for joining us.
Congrats.
Congrats for the first star. I think you deserve your day off, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Antti Niemi, le joueur du match du Canadien de Montréal. C'est intéressant parce que tu lui as parlé de l'environnement de travail, Danny. Il a comparé l'environnement de Montréal à ce qu'il a vécu, entre autres, à Chicago. Il a dit que depuis l'an passé, il vit vraiment de très beaux moments dans sa carrière depuis qu'il est avec le Canadien. Il obtient beaucoup de respect de la part de ses coéquipiers, de la façon dont il se bat dans les entraînements. Vous devriez le voir jouer. Mm-hmm. Il y a des gens qui viennent voir les entraînements à Brossard. Vous devriez le voir jouer dans les entraînements. C'est comme s'il y avait deux points.
Il se bat.
He's the hardest working guy on our team. He's always the last guy off the ice. He takes all the shots, and he's been in the league for a long time for a reason. So it's great to see that, and that was a huge win tonight.
How satisfying was like the goal after the one that was disallowed? Off
I don't know, did I? Yeah. No, you know what? I think every goal tonight was big. That's a good team over there. I think they're fighting just as much as we are for a playoff spot. I think we've talked about it. It's every game from here on out is like a playoff game. So those are the kind of games we play hockey for. And we're having fun as a group and taking it day by day. So we'll enjoy that one. It's behind us now, and then we'll get ready for the next one.
That face you did on the
Pit Canyon was cool. Yeah. That's ridiculous. I mean, he's got so much skill. He looked like a Datsuk there with the way he pulled that, and he kept it on his stick like glue. That was unbelievable. Huge goal.
Took a knee to the back of the head there. Were you okay after that?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, for sure. Nemo played great. I think his play speaks for itself. I don't think we need to say much more. Obviously, gave us a chance to win. We were able to score and get some big goals in the second period, and it was a gutsy win.
Is it satisfying for a player and a team to realize that sometimes when you have to go 6-9, the legs might not be there, but you find a way? Is that a satisfying feeling particularly?
Yeah, you have to find a way. I mean, there's every team goes this, through this part of the schedule, and there's going to be parts where we go through it again, and we've got to find a way to win games like tonight and get those points out, and they're big, especially in the long run.
Did you get a good view of the kid's skill on his goal?
Oh, I mean, it was at the far side of the ice, but it was a pretty special goal, yeah. That was nice.
Was that a set play on the shot off the boards on the second goal?
Which?
The no goal?
Oh, no, that was definitely. I tried to shoot it past the guy that was in front of me blocking, and it just happened to get the fill. I'd like to say it was on purpose.
A few goals to start periods this year. What is it about you guys coming out?
I think we just talked about it in here. Obviously, we knew they were going to come out really hard in the first, especially knowing that we played last night. And it took a little while for us to get our legs under us. And that was obviously the biggest part of the game for us there. We were able to score those goals and take the lead and not look back.
Yeah, obviously we went into Boston and wanted that one bad, and then obviously back-to-backs are tough, but we found a way to win, and Nemo was a huge part of that.
Would it be unfair though to say that he stole the game because the way you guys played also pretty good in front of him?
We played all right for a back-to-back, but Nemo stole the game. It was they had some really good close call looks right in tight, and Nemo made those first and secondary saves. It was crazy.
Actually, I didn't know what happened. I just we're in the breakaway. Suddenly, I don't know what happened. And, got a lot of space there, and that's bugging the net.
What was one of the best comments you got from a teammate after so long?
I think the mean comment. Those always warm my heart. So it's fun to hear those.
The fact that you were able to come up with such a big win after an emotional game, a very taxing game like last night in Boston, what do you think that says about the team as a whole yesterday?
I think tonight, as you say, we played a great game, and after the Boston game, it was great to see that the boys were ready to do this game too, and as you say, I think we were good tonight.
Nemo was all right.